Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
All right, where we had last left our rogues, our intrepid rogues, our roguey rogues, our rogues who are slowly but surely killing each other off because they can't agree on who they're supposed to be killing at this point.
Everyone.
Chrysler type?
You said intrepid.
I don't know. This place might be sinking as fast as Chrysler. So, since Steven is going to be A, ridiculously late or not showing up, and B, Alec is not showing up, so what do you guys want to do? Because the assault on the Iron Citadel has been paused as half your party members are standing there, slack-jawed whenever you mention Iron Citadel.
Well, I'm gonna get the magical debuffs on the mall, and then
okay, that costs 2,250.
Okay, you figured it out.
Yes.
Okay.
How much does my planar house cost?
It costs, I think it was 30,000 per 30-foot by 30-foot area.
All right.
I think the way this place is on the screen.
Wow.
It costs a bit to make your own dimension.
I figured.
Wait, you're making your own dimension?
He wants to.
Well, it's essentially 10,000 per 10 feet?
Yes.
Squared?
So yeah. Cube. Hey, there's Steven.
Cube? How tall is that?
Alright, after that weird montage. So, what's the plan now?
Steven's here.
You guys are now conveniently eating dinner again.
We need to go on. Today's his birthday.
Okay, take threes.
Hey, I need to go free Martha and Tom.
I thought it was Gertrude.
No, it was Martha.
Okay. Oh. All right, refresh my memory.
Fairly certain you said Gertrude yesterday.
I
did indeed say Gertrude.
Okay.
Cool.
But it was actually Martha.
All right.
Yes.
Refresh my memory. What's happening?
But I'm not insane.
My brain is not present right now. Please refresh my memory.
As of currently, you guys are putting assaulting the Iron Citadel on hold because Alec is not here.
Okay. And what are you talking about freeing two people?
They got captured.
They are in prison. So being thieves. So I'm going to go break them out.
Did you eat all the cheese already?
What?
The queso.
No, I didn't eat all of it. The rest of it is in there. I finished my portion.
Okay. I don't know.
Or you guys can indeed attempt the Iron Citadel with four people.
No.
Five. Four people.
Four. Man, just not coming with me.
No. We need a meat shield.
You guys could DPS it.
We're death pants, right?
Oh, but so you cast Spirit's Endurance on yourself. I'll cast Spirit's Endurance on you, so you have a plus 8 to your
attack. Won't stack because they're both divine, though.
But they're from two different people.
They're both enhancement.
And that's right. Two enhancement shamans will never get together. They're too busy out trying to compete each other.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
Man, this is actually something to do.
I have an entire
people out
list.
I have a list of 10 plots.
Because I told you what I'm doing. You guys don't have to come if you don't want to, but it's what I'm doing.
How are we going to break them out of jail?
What jail are they in? Same jail?
The only jail that's here besides
the same jail that we infiltrated to get information on that we actually got ambushed by the Brotherhood a long time ago that ended up that we almost got gang raped, but we ended up barely winning and escaping.
Okay, let's just go do that again.
Excuse me. Okay. So I'm trying to figure out why they're in prison.
Well, I thought you just told us why they were in prison.
Because they're thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to figure out their crimes. if they stole stuff. No, I want to see if they're actually in prison because they stole stuff, or if it's another trap.
Another trap!
With the Brotherhood in your pocket and the city guard not caring enough about us yet, I don't think this is a trap.
It doesn't have to be the guard of the Brotherhood to try and trap us.
It also doesn't have to be for us specifically.
Yes.
That they're actually trying to get L-Splitter. And then recruit him by paying him more than you guys are. And then he sneaks into your room at night with all of his elite ninja skills.
You mean he breaks
down
our door? He goes in, breaks down our door.
No. He woke up, they give him an amulet of silence. So 15 feet around him is silent. Anyways. So we can easily get in there and talk to them.
Or we could ask around or something.
That'd be too easy.
I'm asking you to do your job.
I don't even really have to roll for that anymore.
Got it.
Exactly.
They were picked up by the Brotherhood when they were attempting to rob a shop.
Oh.
A Brotherhood patrol passed by and, well, ten fighters versus two thieves, you guys guessed the odds. Considering one's a low-level thief and one's a low-level thief / ex-druid.
Okay. He can cast some spells.
No, he can't. He's an ex-druid.
No. So it depends. Ex-druid, isn't he just stopped taking a class, or ex-druid, is he got kicked out of the class?
He taught someone druidic.
Oh, him!
Tom.
Oh, good old Tommy boy.
Been that long, Stephen.
Well, I was thinking of Sam, but I didn't remember who she named, so I just kind of...
You know, I even updated all the NPCs on the website. Did you guys know the Magistrate Kickback is out on good behavior?
You mean he's gonna try to...
When did you put that up? Because I read the
I posted
like 2 days
it
ago.
Wednesday? Tuesday?
I must have read it like the day before, because I didn't see that.
What is that website?
It's on your favorites bar.
We helped you.
Basically, all I did was I went into the project definition, and you know, next to everyone, I always have that alive or dead or captured or.
Mm-hmm.
I just changed it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all I have to do to update their current status.
Oh, we can actually do it too.
Our allies are the Brotherhood fighters who are alive. The captain, alive and dastardly. The scabs are alive and diseased. The blow ups are alive. Gallop is alive. James Everett Steele is married and enslaved. Bolly Jane. Sons of Osiris are alive. Archimedes, or Arch, is unknown.
He's around.
He is still in existence.
Bartholomew the dead. It's not Bartholomew, it's Bartholomew. He's alive. Quote unquote.
Apparently, I looked it up, that's how you're supposed to spell Bartholomew. I typed it into Google, and I said, did you mean Bartholomew? I said, sure! Copy-paste.
And there's Arwen, the priest of Radmorn, though I've been scared for some reason.
Because he's a friend of his god.
Anyways, so we now know why.
Yeah, but we haven't done anything to
rectify. Okay, so they're actually in the prison or in there?
Bullshit, I bought him a temple and...
They are in the prison at this point. They've been captured for...
I never did anything.
They got captured like 3 days after you guys left for Dugra.
Where are their houses?
Hmm? Yes, they do have a bail.
We're rogues. We don't post bail.
They post bail. We don't pay it.
No, we...
That's true. What she said is true.
Yes.
Well, if it's like a couple gold, I'm sure it'll be
no.
okay.
No.
You mean like that you walked in someone's house, picked up some item, and dropped it, and the guard's like, you shouldn't be here after murdering someone first.
You thief! No, I put it back.
You guys will find that each of them have a 500 gold bail posted on them.
That's going to take them.
What'd they do?
Rob some store.
Attempted to rob a store.
And they got caught.
Yeah.
Just bust them out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a good way to fight the guard.
So, do we want to plan this in intimate detail or just want to go and do it?
I just want to go and do it, but I want to be in disguise.
Duh.
Because we can't run our good image.
Remember last time we went in under disguise of all these other guards?
Can you disguise?
Can I just climb over the wall and go unlock their cells?
It would have to be physical disguise, not magical disguise, because they had lots of anti-magic stuff there. If
I have bonuses to that.
I know.
Do you have disguise still on your skill list?
I have a plus 9 to it.
That's a lot of
it. It just means you can't use the hat.
Yeah. Well, what we can also easily do is just all hop the wall, subdue a couple of guards, and replace them.
Okay.
We can just find the people we were last time and just take on those roles again. I start smoking again.
You start pimping out your wife? Again?
Deploria Tracy?
Who's
wife? Oh, right.
You named her?
Hmm?
You change your name?
No, her name is Deploria to us.
No?
No, she's like Persephone.
Yeah,
Persephone.
The name she gave me was Persephone.
Deploria is her devil.
You trusted a devil?
Well, no, I thought that was the name she was going by, though.
Oh, okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the name that she's been going by. Oh,
okay. So that's the name on there is her actual name, not the name she's going by in public.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
why I was confused going.
Who's he?
He is the guard that you guys met.
That you guys worked for and got us the fancy new title that I spite.
Oh, right. We've got Sergeant Stormhammer. Lake Castle is one of our allies, isn't it? Hey, remember that now.
All right, so we can easily go in with a bag of holding, fit them in there, and walk out.
Really?
Yeah.
Bag of holdings don't work, remember? They'll detect it.
Who says we go through the front door?
Do you remember why you're going in with physical disguises, not magical ones?
Yes, because they have detection on the front door.
No.
I think it's the whole entire place.
Yeah, just stealth.
Dispel is not a big enough word.
I don't think they had dispelled there. I thought they just had detection on the front door.
Anti-magic, except for levitation?
That was not the case last time.
We didn't have anti-magic last time.
They updated. My gosh.
Oh.
You answered the last break-in.
Andre, you asked us if we remembered why we didn't take magical disguises last
You know
time.
What? Honestly, I don't have to justify it. Oh, look, you made your knowledge local check. They have anti-magic fields.
You asked us about last time, though, so...
Who has a bigger E-penis?
E is the important part.
Oh, well, I've got a bigger gear score.
They've got a bigger E-penis because they're talking to the internet right now.
Well, we're both talking to the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, technically, right now, we're talking to a recorder. And then its recording will be posted to the internet.
So, therefore, I am talking to the internet. Hello, internet. How are you today?
By the way, Teclan is last known as undead.
Yes. If you recall, he was raised.
The Holy Brotherhood is dismantled. I don't know if they're still around.
No.
Tyler's a little distracted. So...
I'm not distracted.
He's actually going over the list of people you guys still have.
Well, I'm going over our enemies now.
So we just hop the fence, walk in, bust them out, drag them out in the shadows, throw them over the fence, we climb over the fence and take them to safety.
So...
Sounds simple, right?
Are you afraid of anti-magic?
No.
I'm kind of afraid that they've got anti-magic in the city.
I've seen it.
Flying.
And it's
that's
loud.
Why I have Featherfall.
Do you have Vortex?
And it's loud.
Yeah, it's weird.
You do.
When I'm hasted.
What?
When I'm hasted.
All your items are off.
Dump it all out. Pick out what you need.
What are you talking
don't
about?
Use that one.
You don't get any
the
main items.
Yeah,
what
any
are you talking about?
In the jail.
No, you can take it in, just it doesn't.
We're not talking about the jail. We're talking about how many attacks we have.
What?
You're not a part of this conversation.
You stepped into a different conversation. Anyways, so do we want to go into any more detail? He says, hop the fence, find the guard, take his place, go in, get them out, and leave.
Well.
Yes.
Who can actually do that? I can easily do that. Are you sure you can do that?
I have at least, I have a plus 9 to disguise right now.
Okay, also, what is your stealth? What is your climb?
Enough.
That is...
Climb is a plus 12, and my stealth is a plus 18.
What other new thingies have they put?
Not much.
Okay.
Compared to that's guards... Like
that's a 25 at least.
I don't know. This is a private institution, dude.
They hired a new guard force. Completely new guard force. In addition, if they're in prison, there's the isolation group has gotten more restricted
mm-hmm.
in their movements. Gen Pop is now actually... They are compliant in a way that's not usual.
Lobotomy.
Can't be magic. Unless they have something that gets through there.
I'm curious, what about the crazy guy that made everything look like out of cake? How's he doing?
No one talks about him.
They did anti-magic from his level up.
Well, also, if they did too much anti-magic, it might actually affect
him. He was in the prison?
He was in the lowest levels of the prison.
Oh.
The kind where they closed the door and sealed it, and he's been down there for years without food or water.
What'd you say, Daddy?
When did Lawson retire?
You can't say without food or water. He makes everything out of cake.
They didn't give him food or water.
Okay. Well, he's got it.
I don't remember letting him retire.
Like, where is this?
Okay. So, anything else we can learn about the little new prison?
Or are you just saying he's retired from the gang?
He's retired.
Oh.
How much you guys want to let him stay retired is completely up to you. But since, you know, he hasn't been on active duty for a while, he's been enjoying the good life.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, no one knows anything about the new warden. It's still owned by the same group, but it is now under new management. They don't even know his name.
Wow.
I say we investigate it while we're there.
There's not a way to... So I take it another knowledge level won't get me anything on the guy.
Nope, because Pathfinder has now given me the ability, specifically stated under Gather Information, that some things just aren't available for knowledge.
Gotcha.
If no one knows them, no one knows them.
Yeah.
All right.
Which was something that always bugged the ever-loving shit out of me in 3.5.
I got a 38.
Yeah, 38. Even he didn't know that he was going to take over the city later today, but apparently you did.
No, see, that's what would be great about bards in 3.5. Yeah, I got a 43 on bardic knowledge. I know everything.
About this dude?
Yeah.
Even things he doesn't know? So, did you know that your mom thinks that you have testicular rot? I do. Oh!
Okay.
That's what you get for sleeping with a mummy. I slept with a mummy while you were drunk at the time. I was?
I was drunk?
When did I drink?
Oh. Okay.
Now, was, at that point, was that a kidnapping that you forced it to do, or?
So, about this, are we going to go in stealthily, or are we going to cause a distraction and then send some people in?
Due to the fact this is an official organization that actually probably has several people organized, and apparently they have quite a bit of magic on their side, since they, well, support on their side, since they have an anti-magic zone, any kind of distraction will be about equivalent to me doing my yelling mime.
I am a mime!
I was thinking about, like, trying to get information out of them.
Hmm. Yeah. I want to get a message stolen on my
It might take
wrist.
A little while for them to figure it out.
You do it.
Yeah, but message only works within sight.
Really,
that kind of
really annoying trying to get something out of them.
True.
By
roaring
sign language.
At them.
Sign language and try to capture their
I see we send somebody in with incredible stealth to go and scout and see what their routine is and see what it's like and then come back and report.
You're saying someone isn't needed?
Who here has the highest stealth bonus?
Probably her.
The DM doesn't count.
Oh. I said it's bigot.
Okay, I'll go with him.
If you close that shade, your stealth is pretty high, because you and that shade are almost the same color.
Ryan, what's your stealth bonus?
Fine.
Your shirt is like almost the exact same color.
Max ranks?
13 plus 4 plus 3.
Yeah, check your die.
Oh, yeah, that's why. I only put 10 ranks in.
There you go.
I have a 21, I think.
Actually,
no, I have a 20.
Can I see the Pathfinder book, please?
But I think
we send in the vigilante. However, we change his name to Rorschach first.
I'm not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here with me.
I think.
Do you want to kill a man using grease?
I think the other miscellaneous modifier comes from some sort of synergy or something.
You have
I get a plus 2.
You have a plus 2 because of tapling.
That's where you get
it. Yeah, that's
it. Because there aren't synergies.
Would the jail count as a urban?
Yes, it is.
I would actually have a plus 22 stealth.
So you guys' stealth is higher than mine.
What is yours?
20.
So I say we send the vigilante.
I say you send in Rooney.
Yes. He'd be like, what is this?
He's got a 2, and he's mute. He'll get all the information.
What's your climb?
Because, like in every RPG, you walk up there and they go, oh! Obviously you wanted to know this.
My climb is 9.
I have a 21.
Exactly.
How did you know I had it plus 2?
Because you told me last time.
Oh, okay.
I'll send you.
I have minus 2 to my dex because I have 4 dex.
I don't think we should send anyone on alone.
Fine, we'll send you 2.
Just saying.
Alright, that means you guys have to stick together, not split up.
I have to slow down for you.
You don't have to slow down for me.
Yes, you do.
We have a 45 foot movement.
Actually, I do.
I have a 30 foot movement.
I have a 40 foot movement.
And you climb at 5 feet per round.
So. No, he climbs at half.
You don't? That's a special
ability. You climb at quarter.
Quarter.
Why are you guys climbing?
The reason why it's 5 is because for
to get in.
A.
Over the wall.
It's 7.54.
Yeah, which is fine.
Oh, so it's like one a real fence.
A fence?
How big is this? A wall. Whatever.
It's probably like 20 feet tall.
It was 15 last time. I try and keep my wall static. This time it's 30!
Is that you,
Jit?
I did that?
Yeah, that was you. It's all right, it's a 10 foot. No, I'm sorry, 15, 20, 35! 35 foot wall, and we're like.
You're like, 10 foot, I can.
That's what I
Go grab it before he says the next
I'm going to say, I make a reflex save to grab the top and you pull up.
That was so much fun.
What happens when I lose my notes? Sorry.
Alright, so is it like a hewn stone polished surface or what?
It's masonry.
Okay. That's so just plus.
It's 25.
So DC 25?
Mm-hmm.
Can you make it, Ryan?
If I have climbing equipment. I have a plus 9.
We're not wanting to leave traces.
They walk by. Where are these pythons here? I don't know. Take them down. Free pythons.
There are guards on top of the wall.
What is your acrobatics?
Actually, hold on.
Jump over it.
Just as a quick sketch, just to let you guys know.
Jump.
Guys, just as a quick sketch to let you guys have a.
He's trying to make him jump 15 feet.
No, he says jump high enough to get his hands on top and pull.
That's easy.
Okay. Because
doing that, I think, is a DC 15.
I have a plus 1. I can't fail.
You can.
I have a plus 20.
Jumping vertical is a quarter of your roll.
Oh, whatever.
So if you roll a 20, you can jump 5 feet up.
So how did they do it now? What did they change it?
I think that's how jumps still
work. I think it's still that way. They had a chart in there somewhere.
Okay. Just as a quick sketch, this is, of course, the gate in.
Yeah, it's quarter.
So a quarter of your roll?
Over here is kind of the visitor guard barracks center thing. Each one of these is a tower, and this is the main prison itself.
Whatever you roll, the quarter of that is how high you can.
I'm sorry, what were these little ones?
Guard tower.
Things work in DC.
And this big one.
If that's the barracks area for the guard.
So the distance you want to jump in height is quarter.
Yeah,
multiplied by 4 is how high.
That's the wall.
That's what I'm saying though. It's
4. Can we figure out which section our people are in?
Where do they put the?
We can have a visitor.
Reach at.
I have a visitor.
Think.
Someone who's good at talking, go.
That is a good
Rooney!
What?
Figuring out where they are
for a long time.
Just like running around the entire prison. The people.
Oh, I guess. To? Well, there's something in.
What do you mean, who are we talking to?
Who are we talking to?
We're talking to ourselves.
Alright, Ryan.
Did you just ask who's good at talking?
Ryan, to appease what your request, I will go in to gather information about somebody else I'm hunting.
Thank you.
And ask them questions so that I'll know exactly where they are so I can tell you.
Thank you. That's what I want.
You. I don't know the Thieves Guild people very well. Who's one of the people that work with them?
Wouldn't it be
What do you mean?
Just give me a name of somebody who has worked with one of these two individuals.
Wouldn't it be easier if we just, like, talk to one of the guards when they're off duty? Or do they even go off duty anymore?
Yeah,
they live in the barracks.
So they don't ever leave?
Nope.
They don't have, like, families?
So just give me a name.
These are an entire new set of guards.
These are new guys.
They probably specifically picked people without families.
They bred them and then raised them in solitude amongst each other.
Why not Martha? Talk about Martha.
Because she's...
That's her sister.
Or Gertrude, sorry.
Or Gertrude, whatever, okay.
Whichever one's on.
I'll go to the gate. What is these guys' names? There's Tom and...
Martha.
The people who are in jail? I need somebody's name who... So Gertrude is Martha's sister?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is she a thief? A rogue?
Yes.
Okay. Standing...
Yes,
standing,
they work for him.
They both work under me.
Staring... Actually, behind the gate. They're not actually in front of the gate.
Yeah.
Stands a very impassive-looking guard, clad in half plate. Sitting there, how can I help you, citizen?
Tranquils.
Give me a second so I can get back in the game. Anyway, I am here in investigation, hunting down a rogue, and I understand you have arrested the sister of the individual I'm looking for. I need to ask the individual some questions.
I'm afraid she's not able to answer questions at this time.
Why not?
I don't even know who it is.
She seems to be in solitary confinement.
What did she do? I'm waiting for delay because obviously they're all mind controlled by a central
hub. I know, it's just I'm trying to see if he'll laugh too.
Well, Andre's thinking somebody...
She apparently started a fight.
Do you even know who I'm in reference to?
Samantha Underwood.
That is not the name of the individual I'm in reference to.
Oh. My apologies, citizen.
Samantha Underwood?
We can investigate that later.
So, it's Gertrude that was in jail, right?
Martha. I believe it was Martha.
Martha's in jail.
Martha Stewart went to jail.
Okay. I need to speak with Martha.
Stewart.
I'm sorry, she's at her fabulous cell right now.
Actually, I think she's out now.
Yes, she's out.
She has been out for a while.
I'm sorry. She's unable to answer questions at this time.
Is she in solitary as well?
She's in solitary confinement.
What did she do?
Started a fight.
She joined.
Started a fight.
What is Martha's last name?
He never gave it to me.
When will they be out of solitary?
Hello, citizen.
Are you mind controlled?
How can I help you today?
It's a robot.
So
does not come to you. solitary confinement? There's no such thing.
Can you tell me about the organization you guys have here? You guys are going to run a pretty tight ship.
Ah, pretty yes. We are the Steel Arrow Group. We originally hailed from Arcadia.
And then we were mind controlled by an illicit.
I assume that's geography?
Yeah.
I got a 14.
It's actually on the continent just east of Tonga, north of Runmore, south of Siren.
Okay. So I don't really know too much about it.
No, you've okay. heard reference to it because you've been in Tonga, you've been in Runmore.
Oh. Okay. Well, how'd you guys get hired here?
A platinum house paid for us.
The best,
oh,
the best,
which
sir.
One?
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to disclose that at this time.
I understand. So,
because you were kidnapped.
What? How is it that you guys all function as one well-oiled machine? Not gnomish, because those explode.
Training. Low level of telepathy.
Oh, nice. But I understand you guys have anti-magic fields. So, is it just regular telepathy?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not allowed to answer that at this time.
I understand.
Psionics. Bastards.
So have you guys renovated the jail as well? Reorganized things?
We have made it more efficient.
Oh. How so?
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to discuss this at this time.
I assume diplomacy and bluffs aren't going to do anything against him. Yeah. Okay. Well, how many people do you have in jail? Because they seem to be losing track of the numbers.
As of currently, we have 504.
So, oh, Millie.
I just bought this.
So that's what I was smelling?
Is this one smell?
Take a sip.
It did, but it didn't taste bad or anything.
That has a
milk
very...
Milk testing.
It has a chemical smell.
Weird science.
It was from Walmart.
Tyler's got a claw in his hand.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just crazy.
504 current inmates.
Whatever perfume
wow.
you had on your hand.
How many jailers do you have?
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to discuss this at this time.
You know, do you have more jailers than jailees?
Probably not.
Might be Febreze.
It could be that.
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to discuss that at this time.
Oh, that's alright. So if somebody was to join your crew...
I'm afraid we're not hiring at this time, sir, but thank you for your application. You may submit your resume on Thursdays.
To who would I submit them to?
I'm sorry, we're not hiring at this time.
Well, if I can submit my applications on Thursdays, whom would I give it to?
Hello, citizen.
Alright, you have a great day, sir. Is there anything I can get for you from the store? Maybe, you know, a personality.
Welcome to Corneria.
How can I help you today, citizen?
Could you jump up and down and do some jumping jacks? That'd be very entertaining.
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to do that at this time, sir.
At this time? So are you allowed to do jumping jacks?
During drill.
Oh, when do you guys drill?
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to discuss this at this time.
Do you have a drill master?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? You have a great day. Have a fabulous afternoon. And, God's bless you and your telepathic family.
Farewell, Richard Tracy.
And how do you know my name?
How can I help you today, citizen?
I didn't even get a will save against that. That's not fair.
He just recognized you.
Oh, I know. All right, well, see you, bye.
Farewell, Richard Tracy.
I leave. All right, I say we burn and pillage.
Why?
This place has to go down now.
Reasons?
I found out nothing.
Wow.
And that's why we need to burn it down.
I'm impressed.
Okay, so here's what's going on. I walked up to the gate. The gate was closed. Behind the gate, they actually are intelligent about this now. They actually have the guard behind the gate. The problem is the guard is completely not there. He's obviously being mind controlled by someone out at the central hub, i.e. there was a communication going on, but there's communication delay. And then I would talk to him, message would get transferred from what I said to somebody else, then they would formulate an answer to give it to him, then he would give it to me. Furthermore, he had no personality. Also, he was unable, and I do literally mean...
Is that one fresh out of the...
Carton?
No, carton. Out of the dishwasher. Could it be resin?
Yes.
It's probably still the smell left over from washing it off from being cleaned.
Except that I smelled it in the milk itself.
There we go.
Furthermore,
they wash
their
milk.
Only have so many answers they can give.
If I get sick, I can sue Walmart.
Also, everybody seems to be in isolation.
Actually, you sue the company.
So, actually, if you just take the milk back to Walmart and go, this is sour, they'll give them a brand new gallon. No questions. Why? Because it's not worth any kind of issues.
And they didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
Do you know how Walmart makes their money? They rent the space to the sellers.
True. So, everyone's in isolation. Nobody gets out of isolation. So, we need to break in, look around, figure out what they're doing, Once you figure out what they're doing, expose them for the frauds they are.
Stop me from stealing.
And then burn and pillage. And then raise it ourselves as our own jail to incarcerate people we don't like.
That would be interesting.
This is my new plan in life.
We could take over the jail, imprison people that like, and anyone that get imprisoned from that we like can join us.
Yeah.
Why is this a news story?
Yeah.
It can be a thought for the future.
Breaking news. CNN recently published an updated Nick Cannon. My puppy is pregnant.
So who renovated the jail? Can we look at that?
Sure.
You get it.
I will.
Yeah.
I will get a little bucket thing, dump 1,000 gold, and just sit at the middle of the table.
At the 30.
And tempt you guys.
I take the bucket.
I take the gold.
You're
no,
paying with what?
I take the table.
Just, yeah.
She seems more. He
gold.
Seems more hurt about the bucket.
Two gold.
He's the walrus. I stole his bucket.
Four.
What?
This question.
Okay.
It was paid for by a by the Skinner's Guild.
Skinner's Guild? What's that?
A guild of skinners. You skin animals.
Skinning and tanning.
Now, wasn't that all done by those monsters?
That's who ran it. They didn't run the guild.
Tyler, was yours the guild?
Are they not the guild?
No.
Oh.
They're just the labor for the guild.
Smell that, would you?
Okay.
Because goblins make wonderful cheap labor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. I thought they were mostly kobolds, though.
Yes, they were.
So do kobolds.
They were kobolds and like a half guy.
Yeah, they were led by the ogre or whatever. Ogre.
Ogress.
Yeah,
it was a woman. She liked flowering.
Can I go talk to her?
No. She does not see anyone nowadays.
Oh.
Even if you have flowers.
Can I offer her flowers?
The taste is fine. It smells like it's been... Have you guys had dried milk that's been made into milk?
No.
Who would I...
I have. And that's what it smells like.
Who could I meet with as a representative of the...
Images of vomit in my mind.
You can meet a... member of the Tanner's Guild without a problem.
Well, but that also
someone who would have the authority to answer
like or taste like
important questions.
So I'd recommend if you drink it
about business not necessarily relating to skinning and tanning.
Like the largest day
for 11 gold you find someone.
I don't have a great taste considering I drink gallon milk at least. I drink about a gallon of milk every
hello,
and a half
sir.
If I was more confident in this
hello.
Milk, I
how can I help you today?
I heard that you guys refinanced the jail.
Yes, we financed for its remodeling.
Ah.
Do
you...
Cup,
did someone request you?
Does everybody have to
request that you assist or fund them? Who sent in their request?
Our proprietors.
As in the people who are the owners of the...
Is there
anything
much like
yes.
down there?
Well, who would that be?
Oh, it's the Senator Bothwell's family.
Oh, okay. Cool. I know him. Maybe I'll go talk to him. Cool.
Of course,
thank
we would use it.
Thank you very much, sir. That's what I needed to know.
Can you do it, Ryan?
What? It's fine. It's not open.
It was at some point.
Yes, I know. I closed it.
You know what I like about 3.5 PHP? In the drum section, it gives you your vertical reach. So medium creatures have an 8-foot vertical reach from foot to ground. So this would be, like, metaphorically 8 feet.
Well, I guess we should go meet. First, I'm going to go buy mine. How much is that?
See, it has this...
Find out what spell level it is.
...hidden smell, though, that I can smell. Maybe I'm just imagining.
I smell it.
It's slightly sour, but I don't... That's what it smells like to me.
It doesn't taste bad yet. When I start vomiting, you'll know why.
Okay.
So, that's what you guys have found so far.
Oh, shit.
Okay, there's a book. Okay. I thought an object was stuck in it.
If we're going to sneak in like that,
we're going to have to everyone go in once,
knock out a guard, or two, or three, or four.
Did you mention a telepathic bond?
Yeah, I told you they're all being... he was being controlled by somebody else elsewhere.
Then no one can make it.
But that doesn't necessarily mean a telepathic bond. So that way, if someone gets affected, everyone moves.
I don't want to meet him.
I don't know that, but I can tell you that
he said minor telepathy.
There's not a high enough castle level
you they're
in
all
the entire town
that more. They think with each other.
Okay, then I would not suggest that.
I guess we just have to be sneaky and not get caught. Mm-hmm. Or fight our way through. That works too.
Because if that's true, if we alert one, they're all probably new.
It's just safer to bet that that will happen.
Yeah, because it would be impossible to disguise ourselves as them because they'd know immediately that they can't talk to us.
For jumping, if you have a 10-foot start, the DC for a long jump is the distance you want to. So if you want to jump 10 feet, the DC is 10 feet. 10. If you want to jump 20, the DC is 20. For high jump, the distance you want to jump is quadrupled. So if you want to jump up 3 feet, you actually have to jump up 12.
What's the DC for a standing?
If you do not have 10 feet, the DC is double. So if you just stand there and want to jump 3 feet in the air, you have to get a 24.
Okay.
Now the thing is, you have an 8-foot reach. So to get to the just jump up and grab the top of the bit,
you have to get 7 feet.
7. So from a standstill, just doing a straight jump, that'd be 7 42. Times 4 is
42.
28. So just standing still would be a 42.
Oh.
If you get a 10-foot start, it would be a times 4 would be 28.
That's 56.
Okay, so.
So what you think about it, just standing still and going 7 feet in the air. Yeah. That's awesome.
And then you jump over your own height again.
Yeah.
Yes. So with a 10-foot start, it'll be DC 28.
I can do that.
And then you can jump up to
especially
grab
the gnomes.
As long as I grab an 8, as long as I roll an 8 or better, I can do that.
And then grabbing on and then pulling up, I believe is just DC 15 for climb.
I'm not sure scouting is a good idea.
No. If we're going in, we're all going in.
Especially with the telepathy shit that's going on.
Yes, because I expect if either one, it'll go through perfectly and we didn't even need to send more than one person, or two, something's going to get caught, the alarm's going to sound, we're going to have to defend ourselves while we escape.
What? Yes, I know she's a problem.
We're going to borrow Alex Cloak of Elven Kind while he's gone.
Elven Climb.
And do what?
I established that was not magical.
Oh, true, that is magical.
Yes.
I mean, that was magical.
Ooh, look at all the stuff that's going to be gone.
What we can do is have really the distraction group.
I won't be able to walk as fast.
What will she do as a distraction?
She will lob rocks over.
I can try
she
to talk to the guards.
She will pull. If she wants to be...
We'll go steal explosives from the gnomes and set them on the wall, and then and then they're gonna be like alarm.
See, I can put her in charge of a small group of thieves that could act as a distraction, like riot or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't care. And then the guards will be focused somewhat over there as we try and sneak past into the building.
The problem is the guards aren't gonna care unless they actually get inside the gate.
Yeah, or do something to the building.
She has wings. Or he has wings.
Well, he has wings that... Well, actually, in 3.5...
In 3.5, she can fly even in medium.
You have a Pathfinder?
In Pathfinder. Yeah.
Okay.
3.5, that she had to be larger.
Well, I don't even need the ring anymore.
Yeah, but you'd have to, like, bring people with you.
That's true.
Or you could get the sun context.
Is the anti-magic only on the building or the entire ground?
I don't know, I didn't get inside.
Sons of Osiris.
Why would they help?
Man who did gather information.
Allies.
Man who did gather information. Is the anti-magic just on the building or the entire grounds?
I didn't ask.
People don't know specifically.
If you get past the front gate, it means you're going to isolation if you've never seen again.
I'm guessing the whole grounds.
Okay.
Just to be safe, you should assume that.
Yeah, if... I suppose you could, like, drag someone
fly up to the wall, drag someone up there, and...
I guess they'll carry somebody medium. I can carry one.
But anyway...
Person.
That's what I'm saying.
But the Sons of Osiris are our allies. That's why they would...
They would not do that, I don't think.
It's
they're not
suicide.
Criminals like us.
Yes, they're good guys.
That's also kamikaze, because...
It's like me asking for the Brotherhood. All right, I need you guys to jump over the fence and kill those guys.
Also, if you're a problem here, you're going to be in isolation.
They were rich. That's what they did.
They enforced the law. That's what they did. You fuck them up for that.
Hey, we went through our phase where we're going to totally attack the Brotherhood, and then they split. And then James hooked up with one of our characters, so we couldn't any...
Alright.
That's a game.
After we're done talking about Ryan's boob size, we're now going to feast on bacon pizza.
Bacon.
Yeah,
also,
Weight Watchers... Yeah, no, okay.
There's also another one that's worse.
Just kind of funny,
yeah.
Feta cheese and Alfredo sauce pizza.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anywho. So, what's the plan now, guys?
Kill everyone. Well,
did you want to be a distraction, or do you want to try and come with us?
Just kick in.
I'd
bait,
like to be a distraction
crush.
As best as I could, but if you want me to stealth in, I have a plus 11 now.
Because she took it from her awesomeness.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
What?
Took it from her class,
favorite
class.
Favorite
ability.
Class shit.
Yes. That I had no idea about.
My personal preference is
I guess
go as unnoticed as possible.
Okay.
Do I want 7 more hit points? No, I want 7 more skill points.
I'll do mine later.
Okay.
I did mine already.
I didn't know that rule existed, so...
It's okay. Most of you guys aren't willing to sit down and waste time reading the rules, unlike us people who have
I'm
no
sorry.
Life.
I'm not
like a $60.
I usually ignore the favorite class.
Yeah, but I'm not like Ivan and read the book cover to cover. I look in things and I'm like, hey, look, this looks cool.
I think everyone should read the book cover to cover. Now, Ivan, he memorizes the book cover to cover.
Yeah, well.
I would recommend you understand character creation.
Yeah, I was going to say, you
yes.
read the book Player's Handbook to.
I would also recommend skills and feats. After that, don't care.
Character creation also races, because a lot of hidden little things in there.
That's a part of character creation.
Okay. So character creation, classes, skills, feats, and magic.
I
wouldn't recommend magic if you're a fighter.
That's the book. That's the book.
Because then,
yes.
then
that is the PHB.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
not,
think
not,
the book.
Not anymore.
Not the Pathfinder.
It is the PHB part of the Pathfinder book.
Yeah.
Anywho, after we're done whining at each other.
They put cream cheese on this.
Yes, I did.
Good or bad?
Cream cheese, bacon, and more cheese.
Well, it tastes good, but...
It tastes delicious.
God.
However, I can feel myself getting fatter. I can feel the weight gaining.
You should put queso on it as well.
It's like, you know, an hour after you eat KFC, you're just like, did my heart just...
did I really eat that double down?
That's what happened the other day. I was just like, oh, my heart palpitations.
So, I say we all go in as stealthily and quietly as we can.
Okay.
Find these guys, which is going to be difficult. Because we won't be able to get information from the guards. Might be able to get information from the prisoners, but they're likely mind controlled as well. Which, as soon as we get in there and find these guys, then the alarm's going to sound. We have to fight our ways out. I recommend we have physical masks. Not just makeup, but literally masks, so that way they cannot recognize us.
That's fine.
I recommend someone go as Zorro.
I call him.
Masquerade!
Hey, maybe we should start like a superhero team.
I'm gonna go to Pedro and Felipe.
I whip out the costume they already made for me. Yes, Batman!
Are they super busy right now, or can they squeeze me in to make a
costume? They're not super busy, but it's going to take them a little while because they actually like to make a good costume, not just a slapdash costume.
I'll have them work on something while I just wear a mask. I want them to make me a tuxedo outfit that will fit over my armor.
So, tuxedo mask?
No. He wants them to make a Dick Tracy outfit.
Giant, like,
a yellow French jacket.
No, I want a
obnoxious
full
yellow
tuxedo that fits over my armor, and then I'll have, like, a fancy...
You're
I'll
be
like
tuxedo
the opera.
Mask.
I'll just have the Phantom of the Opera mask.
You are going to be tuxedo.
So we're going to have Batman tuxedo mask. What are you two going to be?
I don't know. What famous dragon?
You can go with some ninja.
Actually, there's, what's his name? It's an entire comic book about a semi-aquatic guy with a fish fro thing. Not fro.
It's Finn.
Mohawk. Yeah, it's Finn. I don't remember what. Oh, I don't remember.
Like Aqualad or something. I don't know.
No, he was far more badass than that.
He could be a Ninja Turtle.
You know what I feel about Ninja Turtles.
I know you don't like
them. I'd rather be a Power Ranger.
You could be.
You don't like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
You
get the fuck out.
She doesn't like,
out.
She doesn't like anything good.
I like Power Rangers. Power Rangers.
Power Rangers are not good.
They were.
No, they weren't. You can burn in hell.
You can burn in hell.
I already am.
You're a heretic.
He's a Mormon. We already know.
Steven, Power Rangers only consists of up till the.
Okay.
Sure, I'll be a ninja.
Fine. I'll be Piccolo.
You can be like
from Dragon Ball Z.
There you go. That works.
You're not green.
I can be.
Then all her skills green.
Fine, I'll be Captain Ginyu.
That would take to paint all of her scales green.
I just have to be airbrushed shiny, and then I'll look kind of like Captain Ginyu.
No, you should. Captain Ginyu works.
Yeah,
you should. What kind of mask?
Are you gonna pose this in too?
Except you can't say anything, so you're just kind of like roar.
You feel your heart clogging already.
Isn't it glorious?
You having trouble eating it, Andre?
You're just a random ninja, Jessica. You're gonna be. You should be Tali. Taki?
No, Tali? Zelda. The girl. The
I
boy
it's Tali.
Zelda.
Sheik.
That's
Sheik.
A girl.
Oh yeah, you could be Sheik.
At the same time,
it's a Sheik. Guy.
Hmm? Okay, Sheik. Yes.
Yes.
You could be Sheik.
I'm not blonde.
Anyway, I was thinking actual costumes later. We'll just grab some kind of masquerade mask and go.
I was thinking Tali from Soul Calibur.
You mean Taki?
Taki.
I will put on thieves mask that we've had sitting around for frickin' ever.
It's true. I always wear a thieves mask. I'm tired of wearing that.
I'm gonna ask for a spray on tan.
It's Batman time.
So I don't
time.
Look bronze.
They could paint you.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's not much you can hide. Hey, it's a half-dragon. I wonder who
that
is.
Yeah, there's plenty of half-dragons on the island.
Yeah, but she needs to change her skill more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just go bathe in some grime and slime before you come in and then into your black dragon.
Boomer! Just take a nice...
Okay.
Take a nice
I will
mud
disguise you
of
whatever ground. Color you want so we can...
Just go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll use my...
What color do you
want? Mask.
Well, since we're doing something slightly off... And I will do a chromatic.
So red, black, green, purple.
How about
more purple?
Black's probably easiest. There is a purple, it's
black.
Just not a chromatic.
I was gonna say white or blue.
White would be easy too.
Yeah.
We could also do blue.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking
choose
blue.
One now.
Blue.
Okay.
Wait.
What?
Blue.
Wait.
I was just
you
like,
breathe.
I don't
breathe.
Know.
Ryan,
do
don't try to change your mind.
She breathes electricity, which is blue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was going to say she should probably match their chromatic color.
Yeah.
That breathes the same.
That's why I didn't comment. I was like, okay, blue's appropriate.
Yes.
Now she just has to have a horn.
I just wanted to make sure we were doing it right.
To the dragon.
So
I
someone with like
want.
Knowledge.
Okay.
Dragons or whatever.
Knowledge arcana. That's fine.
I technically have
and then I'll
yeah.
make
actually,
them make
yes.
me a mask with a horn.
I want you to disguise me as someone else in case the prisoners are also mind control. They'd recognize me and then the person in charge would know who took her.
Okay. Well, we'll disguise and do whatever. Okay. I plan on disguising myself too. As well as wearing a mask. Alright. They're gonna know who did it anyway.
It was Batman.
Come on, it was Batman.
So, you guys are trying to be seen, or are?
We're trying to not be seen, but we know we will be seen by someone.
So, alright, we know we're gonna get seen. Alright, so everyone get in costume. Ah!
Give me a force!
You know they're playing the old Dragon Ball Z episodes
as
on
a note,
tunes again.
My character has performed dance.
So is mine.
So we do kids.
Wow.
I do have perform, though I haven't put any ranks in it, but it's there.
Put dance as well. Just do dance.
I haven't put any ranks.
Just do dance, trust me.
Pretty sure I was going to do acting.
All right.
So we want to go at night, just bullshit it?
Yes. Why? Because that's how we always perform best. As long as we can orchestrate each other, we'll talk amongst each other while we're in the action, we'll be fine.
Did you get breadsticks?
There are mozzarella sticks, and this is the dessert.
Yes, we will go by cover of night.
The cinnamon.
I don't know what how to explain it.
It's floppy cinnamon.
It's dessert.
Floppy. Okay, so
guys, hop over the wall. Eventually, I'm not worried about it.
Oh, I got high jump.
The wall is not the primary threat.
I don't know.
It actually ends up being a chaos wall.
He eats us as we go over.
The wall is actually a giant mimic. You see a guy further down the line?
I was just taking a pee!
Remember in, I think it's 2.0, that wall
AD&D,
of weapons?
The living wall.
The living wall.
Ugh. It has apples.
Anywho. You guys hop over.
And
probably in the center here where the guard posts aren't necessarily able
further
to see
apart
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but you will have to walk past the guard post unless you're going to climb over the prison.
I can do that.
There's not.
Yeah, as I said, it's three stories. It was three stories last time. It's still three stories.
I'm just going to say, I could do that.
Three stories. That's 30 feet then?
Yes, it is.
They could have added a story of more prisoners. But that would make it worse, so
don't. Why did you put these on here?
I don't know.
Are these arms also bereft of doors?
Yep. There is one door. Wow. The front door.
Wow.
Are there no windows or anything?
Nope. In the renovation, there are no windows.
Everyone's in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Alright, well.
Are there any air vents or anything?
Oh, yeah, on the roof.
Sewage?
Can we?
Why don't we go up there?
Let's get to the roof.
How big are the air vents?
They don't
it's
need
not
to,
that
they,
small.
They don't need to breathe most of the time.
Sewage. Sewage system. Drainage system.
The sewage system jumps right off the city.
Do you remember they did have a large hole that just kind of...
went off the city.
But what they could be doing is they had give everyone like a little hole and they stack them up on the cells so...
Oh.
Whoever's up top gets the benefit.
Cypher's on the bottom.
The hole just goes all the way out to the city.
So, we're going to sneak into the front door.
Mm-hmm. And you guys can feel your magic item shut off at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
As I slow down by 10 feet.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. It
could be 100.
What is your base
I think
move
I do
now?
Too.
I'm
going to
go 20 feet now.
Oh, well.
I'm like, guys.
You still fly.
I actually stop and wait for you guys.
That's a little
move.
No, I'm just saying.
Move. Stop.
Well, I guess we gotta go sneak over. The easiest way to do it would be to wait on top of the building until someone opens the door, or like on the wall, I guess, and then sneak in that way.
However, you would have no problems, but the rest of us have problems getting onto the rooftop.
No, we give her a rope, she climbs up, there, we use the rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how often do they open the door?
I don't think you guys want to watch them wait.
And see, we haven't gotten around to the front yet.
Where's
so.
The barracks at?
Right there. And the door is here. This is the barracks.
Well, why don't we break into the barracks and see if... Because, I mean, does it look like there's a keyhole on the door?
No. There's no key to it.
It's annoying.
It's not locked.
Did you show that hammer?
Me and Rooney has it.
Oh, you gave it to me?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
I gave it after I modified it.
What?
I made it? Will
Yes, I did.
You don't
it
need to.
Can't function.
Oh.
It's adamantium right now.
Oh,
that's
yes.
It.
That's why I said, you still have that hammer?
Oh, okay. So it's not going to try to...
It still has a +1 enhancement bonus, just because it's adamantium.
It's still Mastercraft.
It has +1 enhancement
bonus. So we need to go to the roof, punch a hole in the roof, and go down each floor until we find them.
I'm just saying it's an option to bust in through the wall. Oh, is this sign?
Yeah.
Sign.
They may not hear it if it's on the rooftop also. More likely.
With a hammer. I think
No. Hear it. It's a mall.
Very slowly.
Say, having beat concrete with a mall, you hear it.
Also, this thing like cuts through anything.
Yeah, and it's true. Like, since they don't have any windows or anything, it would probably echo very well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, just think about this, though. If you have a hammer, that if you hit steel with it,
the steel breaks.
You cut through it like butter.
We need an adamantite saw.
Just. You know, it's good greatsword.
Okay.
A knife would work just fine for that.
Mm-hmm.
However, we don't have that now.
Anyway.
So, an option would be to bust through in, but that obviously is going to make it. We'll go ahead and hide around.
So yeah, I say we go to the roof right now. We can discuss on the roof. Probably sees it there.
That probably sounds like a good idea.
Okay, how many ropes do you have to tie together?
It's 30 feet. I have a 40-foot rope.
Okay.
Okay, I climb on top.
Okay. As I said, climbing is not your primary thing.
We hide in a bush. I am a bush.
You guys take 8 intelligence damage.
Yeah, I can go without it.
For reals?
No.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm like, aww.
At least it wasn't wisdom.
Because then the Tyler goes,
Tyler starts climbing up and then stops and drools on the wall.
Yeah. 8 intelligence damage. I'd be down to 2.
Yeah,
you
are
okay. Wolf's intelligence or dog.
You guys get up onto the roof. You guys can see that.
Or other smarter animals.
There. Last time you guys were here, there was plenty of gargoyles and whatnot. Now they're just tiny little holes.
Can we look down one of the holes?
Sure.
What do I see?
It's like
for someone with dark vision.
That's why I always look.
My dark vision doesn't work here.
I know.
You can of course see in this cell that there's a. Let's see. It's.
Oh, there's a sentry. Loss as well, then.
Hmm?
If it's completely dark down there, mm-hmm. not only the isolation, it's sensory deprivation.
You can see that there is a nice iron cell door, and you can see that there's a person inside here kind of quivering and slowly kind of mumbling to himself.
Hey.
Voices are talking.
You can see his eyes are wobbling around, but he can't see anything.
Wait, so even if... Is it... Oh, it's dark outside, I guess.
Yeah, there
it
is.
Yes. It's what? Nighttime and it's dark.
Who is it? Who is it? Please! You have to save me from here, please!
Who are you? Who are you
my name's
to be
Tom.
Saved by me?
Great.
Now she's going all epic.
My name is Jack. I... Please! Just save me from here. Anything. I'll give you anything. House, wife, kids, everything. Just take it. Get me out of here.
What's going
Calm
on?
Calm down. We'll get you out of here, but I want to know what the hell's going on, so you need to just quiet down and calm and tell me what's going
Give
on.
Give me diplomacy.
Calm yourself. Quiet.
We need that teddy bear.
Get lower down a teddy bear.
Too bad I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, I guess.
I got 21 diplomatizing the ear to blow through my hair so I can look more awesome.
Would 23 be good enough?
Yes.
No one's paying attention.
You needed a 15.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I get that.
Yeah, looking through the hole.
Okay. He's like, oh, yes. We don't want them to hear us. Oh, please don't let them hear us. Please don't let them hear us. Please don't let them hear us.
All right, well, we know the prisoners aren't mind controlled.
At least this one.
I said compliant. That was the word I used.
Oh, I know. That left a couple of varieties open. That mind control is one of them. We now know that's not the case.
So what's going on?
Anyone who backtalks or anything, they get sent to the basement.
They get sent to the cake man.
What's in the basement?
I don't know. I've never been. Anyone who comes back, they're different. Very different.
They've had cake.
He's the new warden.
I've gained a few pounds.
No. They end up getting sent to the basement. Where they have
Guys,
to play with portals?
Since we're here, we do have to...
You paying attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. Hey, we do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right, fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles.
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right, fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games. Hey,
don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys! I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Hey, Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.